My brothers and sisters in Christ, as I mentioned, we are celebrating, I don't know if it's the first time, but one of the first times in the church, the Feast of St. Paul the Sixth. Some of you were probably alive during his pontificate in the 70s, in the 1970s. It's important to me because, in a certain sense, I would be named after him. John Paul II took his name from John Paul I, and John Paul I took his name from the previous two popes, John the 23rd, who's also a saint, and then Paul the 6th. The Holy Fathers took each other's names to especially show the continuity and their unity, which was so important in the days of the church, to show that even though the world was turning rebellious, that the church was unified. The church was standing together and listening to our Lord in the midst of all the rebellion. And if you hear the stories of the life of Pope Paul VI, you know that he was attacked greatly on so many sides. And of course, he really emphasized the love of the human family, the love of husbands and wives, and the respect of children for their parents. In the midst of a world that said, perhaps that should go by the wayside. And so we should pray to St. Paul VI, especially for the protection of our families and continued unity throughout the church, such an important prayer, so that the love of God, which is central to everything that we say and do, may be preserved for generations to come, that the love of God in our families, and the love between a husband and a wife, that it can be protected and that it can flourish and grow like it always has. And this is so important, as we can see in the heart of Jesus in the gospel today. He wants to hear from Peter about love. He wants to hear from Peter about the love that he has in his heart. Isn't it interesting that Jesus would ask us about that, and he would ask Peter especially. He wants to be loved. He deserves all of our love and our respect, not just in when we're feeling good, but in those difficult moments. I think Deacon Gregory was mentioning this yesterday, how Jesus chooses us. We're a gift to him. And part of that being a gift to Jesus is our ability to tell him and our opportunity to say that we love him. Peter, do you love me? And Jesus asked him three times. And so we know Jesus is getting right down to the heart of St. Peter. He wants to know not just what everybody's saying, not just what society thinks, not just the latest news, not just a quick response. He asks him three times because he wants to know, Peter, do you love me? Why is it so important? Because Peter has to then lay down his life for Jesus. Peter has to die like Jesus. We know that he did. That Jesus said, follow me. And he said this because he knew the kind of death he was going to give to glorify God. So that's the greatest love of all. And that's what we find in family life, isn't it? We have to lay down our lives for one another. Not just when it's convenient, but every day. And it's worth it, is what St. Paul the Sixth would tell us. It's worth that sacrifice. The sacrifice of Christ is worth it. He lays down his life for us every day on this altar. He renews that commitment of love to us. And let's do that for our Lord as well, as we come to receive him in this Holy Eucharist.